The Foothills School Division continues to face challenges with transportation, according to Department Director Wanda LaRue. As of September 27, 3,659 students have been considered eligible for busing, an increase of 123 students from the previous year. Students are considered eligible if their residence is further than 2.4 kilometers from their school, as determined by Alberta Education. Coordinating the User Pay Transportation Program, for students who live within 2.4 kilometers of their school or those who decide to attend a school of choice outside their designated boundary, has also presented its own set of challenges, LaRue said. Staffing also continues to be a prominent problem, with 8 retirements and 2 resignations of bus drivers at the end of last school year. The division has 72 routes every day and multiple routes per week are affected with positive COVID-19 cases and/or symptoms. All spare drivers are currently driving, semi-full-time, LaRue said, so filling temporary vacancies is challenging. This also makes it difficult for drivers to offer their services for field trips, because they have to fit inside the pickup, drop-off window. While the cost of parts, oil and fuel have continued to rise, there is one bright spot when it comes to the division's finances. The fuel price contingency program has returned, meaning the division receives rebates for the difference between $1.25 per liter and the actual price paid. The rebate worked retroactively from March to June and FSD received a check for nearly $123,000 as a result. Traffic compliance around school buses has been a substantial issue, with 27 vehicles passing a bus with its sign out and lights flashing on a single route back in May. A ticket for this offense costs $567. In October, LaRue and a driver will attend court for one of these tickets. She said the division is working with sheriffs, RCMP and Foothills County to put a stop to these offenses.